The Organization of Islamic Cooperation has called for a ban on products from Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. The Muslim body also called for an end to Israeli aggression against Palestinians.
Israel must end its illegal activities and policies in the occupied territories. Indonesia and the Islamic world stand ready to take concrete actions to urge Israel to end its colonization of Palestine.
The call came in a resolution at the end of an OIC summit that is in the Indonesian capital. The 57 Muslim countries pledged full support for the, quote, inalienable rights of the Palestinians. The resolution urged member states and the international community to ban products from Israeli settlements. Back in January, though, the European Union adopted a resolution criticizing Israeli settlement activities and calling for the products coming from the Israeli settlements to be labeled in the European markets.
United for a Just Solution. This is the theme of the fifth extraordinary summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which has been held in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. The event, which focused on Palestine, brought together representatives from almost 50 Muslim countries.
Indonesia will continue its support for Palestinian nation until the full liberation of Palestine from Israel occupation. If the OIC fails to live up to its duty toward Palestine, it will lose its credibility.
It was Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif who arrived in Jakarta for the summit, welcomed the idea of holding the extraordinary event.
We reiterated our support for Palestine, and we reiterated our call to the entire Islamic world to set aside their differences and show solidarity in support of Palestine. It would be a great shame, while the Western world is now coming to understand and recognize the severe and serious violations of international humanitarian law by Israel and condemn it for its barbaric act. Unfortunately, there may be inroads into the Muslim world by the Israeli regime, and it is important for the Islamic countries and the OIC in general to make sure that we present a unified front against these atrocities.
The summit was held upon the request of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in a bid to consolidate the organization's efforts to support the Palestinian people in their struggle for their rights and prepare the ground for the resumption of peace process with a specific agenda and timetable. The occupied Palestinian territories have been the scene of heightened tensions triggered by Israel's imposition in August 2015 of restrictions on the entry of Palestinian worshippers into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Al-Quds. Iran's foreign minister, who represented Tehran at the summit, is currently on a tour of six Southeast Asian and Pacific countries, which will also take him to Thailand, where he's scheduled to take part in the 14th Asia Cooperation Dialogue ministerial meeting. Samakujuri, Press TV, Jakarta, Indonesia.